Beyond Odin's Gate, Mysterious Island, Book 2. Written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. Today, Lemuria, somewhere below the ice and snow of Greenland. Troy and Anne ran for their lives. Troy slashed his knife back and forth to clear a path through the stiff reeds and bullocked through the rest. They had tried to cross the plain, hoping that the 5-foot-tall grass-like plants would give them cover. And it did, for a while. But then something found them, and was getting closer by the minute. "It's coming back," Anne gasped as she stumbled on. "Gotta go, gotta go," Troy said, and reached back to grab her hand and haul her forward. He could see the tree line coming up, but it never seemed to get any closer as he felt a painful stitch stabbing his side and making his lungs burn like fire. They had been following an old riverbed, but had to skirt around a large theropod hiding in amongst the foliage. So they took to the plain to avoid predators, and sneaking through the long, thrush-like grasses had seemed a good idea. But the ground turned muddy and sucked noisily at their boots. And then they found that there were things that hunted in the boggy marsh, and were much bigger and faster than they were. Troy held on to Anne and pulled her forward. He could hear the creature barreling through the grasses at a speed that was beyond them. Anne's background meant she couldn't help identifying it. "Carnifex carolinensis," she gasped. "It means the Carolina butcher." "That's great, Anne, thanks." Troy kept going, but looked across to catch another glimpse of the creature, and felt a further shock jolt his system. The thing was some sort of alligator that was nearly 10 feet long, and could run on its long and incredibly powerful hind legs. It was only semi-aquatic, and its long limbs meant it could leave the water to run down prey. And right now, a soft human being was just what it had in mind for its next meal. Troy still had 2 guns and had been preserving his remaining bullets. He had a feeling he'd be using some of them shortly and just hoped his aim was good enough to slow down or kill an alligator that was part roadrunner. Troy's foot finally hit firmer ground, and he started up a small incline. The drier ground also meant he could accelerate, but knew that when the creature hit it, it would be able to run them down in another few dozen feet. The reeds became a little thicker, and they were coupled with fern fronds, and the occasional tree now. The cover was welcome. He let go of Anne's hand and pulled out the gun. In his other hand was his knife, which he still swung back and forth like a scythe.